It's 8:07, finally, Friday morning. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. And it is indeed the final Friday of April already.
It is crazy. That's right. May starts next month. Can't wait for that. Now, of course, we do get some May-like temperatures this weekend. We'll tell you about those here in just a bit. Special guest of the morning, Kay Winkleman, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It's time for Community Conversations. Who do we have?
Well, we have a very special guest in studio, and he's going to make us quite hungry, I think. Yes, Pastor Don Preston of Trinity United Methodist Church. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys always have some really amazing food events.
We do. We like to think of ourselves as a place where we provide not just for the soul, but also for the body. And yeah. So we're trying to find different things, unique things that are special and that make coming to our drive-thrus or coming to our place a special time. We love pies. We love special meals. And it's fun for us, and we hope it's fun for the community.
Well, and you have absolutely fantastic cooks in your congregation. So that helps a whole lot.
Makes it a lot easier for those of us who really don't cook all, you know, cook all that well.
So coming up, lasagna. Mm. One of my favorites.
Lasagna, one of my favorites too. If you're old as I am, you may remember the Garfield comic strips. Garfield always loved lasagna. It was what Garfield wanted to eat all the time. And whenever I think of lasagna, I remember those fun old cartoon strips.
Oh my gosh. That brings me back. Do they even print cartoon strips in the Sunday paper?
There are some still. If when you get the bigger city papers, they still have some cartoon strips. They've changed a little bit. They've moved on. There's some new ones, and some of the old favorites are gone. But the people who drew them aged out, I guess you'd call it.
All of this because we're talking about lasagna. That's yes. Crazy. Okay, so the lasagna dinner coming up.
Lasagna dinner is the 29th of April, and that's Monday, and of course that's this coming Monday. We're going to start at 5 o'clock. It's a drive-through meal. We have had in the past on-site meals, but lately, over the last few years, we have settled in on drive-through meals. You can drive right past. You can pick up your food. It will be handed to you at the car. You'll find that there is lasagna and lettuce salad, garlic bread, and a bar. We're asking a free will offering, as we most always do at Trinity United Methodist these days. But you can just drive through, drive by, and the food will be brought out to you. It's a fun way to pick up some food and hustle at home. We'll start at 5. We'll serve as long as there's food. We'll stay with it until we've run out of product.
And knowing the way it has generally gone in the past at Trinity, it doesn't take very long.
It doesn't, and people come in
pretty much gone.
People come in anticipation a little bit before 5. Let's just say that the line begins to form a little bit before 5. So that's part of the reason that it's gone fairly quickly.
Well, I remember back 4 years ago when, of course, we were dealing with COVID, and organizations, churches, and such were trying to figure out how to continue serving people, but of course not being able to have them inside. And Trinity just got it down pat immediately. I can't tell you the amount of people that talked about it during COVID, even out how slick it was. It was just in and out. And at that point, I think there were still people like kind of directing traffic, but now everybody knows exactly how to do it. You guys have the situation down pat perfectly. It's great.
The ability to be flexible as things change a little bit, but to still try to be in service to the community and in service to food and united in this is important. And the idea that that we figured out how that we could continue to be a part of the the food opportunities in Charles City. That was important for us, and, mm-hmm. and getting that done during COVID. And it's held over for a while. There are certain things that are more practical about it. There are certain things which are easier rather than being together in the facility. So we just keep on doing this and keep on feeding folks.
Well, it's certainly a delight. You do lasagnas, you've done turkey meals, you've done all kinds of yummy things.
We had a really nice barbecue a few months ago, was good.
Yeah. Okay, again, Monday,
as they like to say, this coming Monday on the 29th, starting at 5 o'clock until it's finished, free will offering, just drive on by and take home supper.
Okay.
Awesome. I know my plans for Monday night.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Don, for joining us, and we'll listen to you on Sunday morning here on KCHA.
Great. Thank you.
Starting at 10:30. It's 8:13 with Christopher Cross on KCHA. Good morning.